Longtime Sitka resident Linda Bankin has been appointed to the six-member International Pacific Halibut Commission. Bankin, whose name has been under consideration for the international panel for some time, was appointed on June 22nd, shortly after the prior Alaska representative was fined for overfishing. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Linda Bankin has been at the center of some of the most important decisions in groundfish policy in the North Pacific. During her 9 years on the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council, the regulatory body overseeing fishing in federal waters offshore of Alaska, she was instrumental in banning bottom trawling in Southeast, and she was an architect of individual fishing quotas for halibut and black cod. The International Pacific Halibut Commission sets harvest limits for commercial fishermen across the Gulf of Alaska. Her appointment to the IPHC comes at a time when that organization also is rethinking its long-standing management policies.
So providing a risk analysis decision-making table to the public and to the commissioners, and letting the commissioners understand where the certainty is, where the risks are, and make educated, informed decisions around that rather than the scientists saying, here's your numbers for setting the quota.
Bankin has been the executive director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association in Sitka for most of its history. She's been a strong proponent of science-based management, but she also understands that the IPHC is where science and politics sometimes meet.
It's important to follow the science and air in the site of conservation. There's certainly been frustration in our area, Southeast, that quotas have been set significantly over recommended levels for British Columbia by our neighbors there, while the commissioners have set much more conservative quotas in this area, despite the fact that all the indicators of stock recovery are strongest.
Bankin is now one of six commissioners, three from the U.S., three from Canada, who determine the annual halibut harvest. They have an extensive organization and research staff behind them, based at the University of Washington in Seattle. Bankin's appointment is considered interim until it is actually confirmed by the sitting U.S. president, a process that has no predictable timeline. The IPHC has been in the news recently, not all of it good. Bankin's predecessor, Jeff Kaufman, resigned his appointment after agreeing to pay a shared fine of $49,000 with two colleagues for overfishing halibut in 2012. The fine was levied by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Office of Law Enforcement. Kaufman and the two other men reportedly exceeded their combined quota by 10,000 pounds. Kaufman is a resident of Wasilla. He is the vice president of the Central Bering Sea Fishermen's Association. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.